Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her to burn one. Shotgun in the buck, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kin
on even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talkin' behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty lookin' kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm tryna link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started trippin'.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sippin'. Then she tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me, I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
physical, gross, I input you on digital. I go hard when it's critical.
go hard, yeah, I go hard, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, I go hard. I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will.
Go hard as a man off of Viagra, Niagara Falls when she make it work. Take the barrel from a 4-5, put it into a 9 million, make it work. Tell my enemies to stay alert. Bless my shooters, I know they on dirt. Do not listen, they gon' spray your shirt. Plus you snitching, I saw paperwork. You a, that's why you face the clerk. Names was mentioned, so you make it murk. Don't want it with us, cause we stay berserk. Ball so hard, we make the vapors hurt. I am a legend through our history, and you gotta honor this when you mention me. Ain't no out they can get with me. If you thinking I should anoint them, you better point them out specifically. I make them my enemy. Decapitate them and carve them up and let you start them up and then deactivate them. Reactivate them, deprogram and rewire the circuitry. If he ain't working for me, then I'ma have to break them. As-salamu alaykum. I say that because I am one of peace. I just really wanna spit my peace. But coming me wrong, I'ma get my peace. But shots in the y'all can get one apiece. With Glocks and then I make your summer cease. Think not for speed, either wrong or beast. Apocalypse T put you under sheets. Let your oxygen cease when them guns release. Stop facing the shootout up in the club. Haters act like they won't give me love. Like shouters I'm marking, they name it blood. I don't get no love.
Yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, I go hard. I go hard, yeah, I go hard. Baby, I go hard, yeah, I go hard, yeah, I go hard.
Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will. Harder than you ever thought, ever did, ever will. Harder than you ever thought, harder than you ever did, harder than you ever will.
Welcome, welcome everybody to OGDADE Presents All Dope Poetry with your boy Radio Rail and your girl Jensen.
What's up everybody? How everybody doing tonight?
For all those of us listening, if you want to join in, whether you got some poetry or you just want to chop it up with us, the number is 516-666-9826. There's a lot of sixes in there, but if you want to call in, you can. Yeah, you would think I would know it by now, but I don't. It's all right. For those who didn't know, Monday I dropped a live podcast. It was Men versus Women. It was a very good show. I had a great response to it. We're definitely going to do a part two. Maybe next Monday. If not next Monday, it'll be the following one. And tomorrow we have Freestyle Friday with an artist that goes by the name GQ the Fool. He is a Chicago artist. His music is super lit. I had the pleasure of meeting him when I did a little TV show. He was on the show with me. So, yeah, he'll tune in tomorrow, 10 or 11, and he'll give you his end of that. So today, we got a little bit of poetry from Gail Genesis. And I got a little snippet, you know, a little snippet from myself.
So you going to do something tonight?
I got a little something, just a little something.
A little it's something? I've been a little rough. People got a lot of poetry out there, but then they act like, you know, they don't really want to present it, which is understandable. Some people feel like their stuff is supposed to be private.
I guess so. So, like, people, like, today I had people asking me today, hey, is the show today? Like, yeah. Oh, can I call in today? Yeah, you can. And then here we are and nothing. But, you know, it's always that way.
Well, make sure y'all call in if that's what it's going to be.
Pretty much. It's all good, you know.
Okay,
we turn,
so we're going to speak some poetry tonight. Are you going first or am I going first tonight?
You got it.
I got it. That's what that is.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Well, I got two pieces that I was going to share. I was going to share a short one first and then a longer one.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Let me get it together.
Deep breaths, deep breaths.
This one is called Blackmail. All right, I wrote this maybe like a year ago, I think, but it's short, so I'm going to get to it. It goes like this. You can't blackmail this black female because I smoke so much peer pressure that I can't even pretend that my comfort doesn't lie within your sheets. And yes, you bought me trinkets of objects that drip from around my neck. You bought me garments that told all my Victoria's Secrets. And my shoe game taught me to step in the name of love. Hell. But you didn't mean nothing until she called and said that I was the spaces in you guys' relationship. Well, that's where I filled in at. She had papers and rings to match. All I had was some simple dreams and fantasies that you sold to me from a self-convenience store. Telling her I was a mistake. You're just a horror movie to me. But I didn't even know that you guys walked down the aisle before you filled me up with the lies and deflated me with your truth. I'm talking about your lips pressed against her collar. I bought so. Will, but I answered the phone, and now she's saying that I am the lips that she found on your collar. So that's called blackmail. I never, I felt like I wanted to do a turn around with that one and make it seem like the other girl was calling. You know that song that they have with Sherry? Who sings that song?
Yeah.
It's an old school song, and she was talking about, hey, Miss Sherry, from the bottom of his hand to the bottom of his feet to the top of his head belongs to me.
I
wanted to do
remember.
Something like that, but.
I can't remember. And I just said this. I was singing a song all damn week, and I forgot the damn name of it.
That song?
My bad, y'all. I had the call drop for a second. My bad, everybody. Yeah. That was my fault. I was switching from AirPods to and we have a caller. Oh. Don't have problems. I will be right back, y'all. We're gonna play a quick track, and I will be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Be too greedy on another trick night. Another trick night. You already know how we do, man. Huh? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You can hear me cry. Sing my dreams all.
Here I go again, my mind is hallucinating, activating ways that it's hating, like I'm perpetrating, demonstrating, aggravation, like my body's separating, matter over mind, feeling heavy, acting hella crazy, thinking slitting wrists, punch your bricks with iron fists, hit your porch and take a piss, right now I don't give a shit, my life then made a switch, my voice a deeper pitch, mind black is the abyss, and we can X that off the list.
thinking I'm in wait, wait. 100 round Draco. Don't nobody move till I say so or it's halo. I'm just here for pesos, then I'm about to adios. I'm headed to the spot where a nigga gotta lay it low. Chiefing like an Indian, spinning like a ceiling fan. Think it's time to hit a lick again. I know I'm greedy, man. I don't really need it, man. Plus, you know I see a damn penitentiary ball with the cuffs tightly on my hands. Make a way out, but life is like a payout. No room shall I stay out. Hit the roof and it's a seance. I know I'm not planted, but I'm sold on. Feel like people's thread around me closing, posing, trying to be my associate. Nigga wanna see who I'm rolling with. 4-5 automatic with a rubber grip. Don't trip, I gotta tell it's over with. So slow it down before I speed it up. 4-4-2 with the guts. With my foot up on the clutch. Smash off while I hit the Dutch. Thinking shit I'll bust. If it's a must, then you know I'm turning your ass into dust. Living life like the way it is, so don't take it literal. Life ain't worth living, situation critical, minimal, vital. Got me thinking homicidal in the rain with a Bible, fingers clutching on the rifle. Got my foot up on the idol, now I'm feeling like the Eiffel. Hit the tower like a sniper, struck him down fast as lightning.
Y'all should have seen how I just read this word, like, before I knew what it was. I was like, what? Hallucination? My slow ass. But, my bad, y'all. I fucked up, you know, playing fuck up all the time with these iPods or AirPods, iPhones, shit.
The best.
Whoa.
But no technology is. What are you talking about?
That's true. I get you that. Didn't we have the iPhone versus Android conversation already?
I don't think I was on that particular show when y'all had that, but I speak my mind about them. I definitely will. You know, they have some documentation stating those have give you brand.
Hey. Android blow up people's pockets, okay?
Yeah, so
y'all
do they.
Yeah, that's true. That's something I don't do. Can't get into.
That's popular now. I know a lot of people that do it.
I think I did the e-cigs when those first came out years ago. That was as far as I took it. And then, hell, it wasn't the real thing, so I stopped that real quick.
What?
So that wasn't the real thing, so I stopped that real quick. The damn e-cig.
Yeah, those are disgusting. Are you going to do a piece or what?
I'm like, dang, yeah. I'm going to, what's today? 11? Go find it.
Yeah. This month is going by pretty fast.
Okay, here you go. Now, it's real short, but you know, you can get the, you always get the long or short poem. It's called Land of the Freak.
It's related to everything that's been going on. Or something that you
heard? It was related to the shit that was going on. The moment.
I like
the
backstory.
You say you like the backstory?
Yeah, why you created the piece, if there was a particular reason.
So, what was it? This was the, I did this on the 3rd. So, this was the midst of all that shit that was going on. So, I was kind of angry at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So, it was going to be super long, but by the time I got like midway through it, I didn't want to write no more, so I just made it short. But most definitely, because of, you know, this whole shit with the George Floyd incident and everything, you know, everything that's been going on, the stuff that happened to me prior to that. Prior to that, I was like, you know what, I'm going to write this fucking poem. So that's what it was.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm ready to hear whenever you're ready.
I got you. I really thought this was the land of the free. Between you and me, shit ain't really been free. How the fuck am I being harassed by the white man and white cops? We ain't got shit better to do than drop a black man and woman the drop of a hat. Too much pain, too much anger inside to sit here in this chair and cry. The only crying I'ma share is tears of joy and pride for that one day we rise and take back what's ours. Faces full of smiles to hide all the tears and scars. When is it enough? When is it enough? When is it enough? Why won't life just let me be in this bullshit land of the free?
Okay, I see you got some rhymes in there. You picking up your voice. Okay. You know.
I'm out here a little bit, you know.
But you talking to do poetry.
You say what?
That hard to believe. As you said that you don't do poetry, I said I find it really hard to believe.
No, I do. It's been years though, but I used to be heavy into it. I don't know where my book of poetry is at. I've been trying to find it. I have no idea where it is. It might be at my twin sister's house. I know when I moved a bunch of my stuff over there, and she still got stuff, so I have no idea what's what. She might got it.
Okay.
It's like a few notebooks full of poetry.
Well, you need to retrieve it, especially for Thursday night.
I know, right?
Poetry. Yeah, you can get that up off of it. So, again, people, if you guys have the number again, Rail.
The number is 516-666-9826, and we have a current caller. So,
okay.
What's going on, Carla? How you doing? How you feeling?
What's up? I'm Dariana. I'm a rookie, but I said I was just going to shoot my shot.
Okay.
But let me know when you guys are ready for me.
Hey, whenever you're
anytime,
ready.
Anytime, whenever you're ready. Okay.
Here we go. Hello, my name is Jasmine, and someone told me I was beautiful today. But see, when I looked into the mirror, all I saw was scars all over my body, not physically, but mentally, see? One side of my heart is black, and the other side is blue. I put on a disguise so you won't recognize I'm in a fucking war zone. Have this fine-ass fiancé, his name is Vaughn. He told me he will always be by my side, that I will always be his ride or die. Bonnie, you could read between the lines. See, he is my ecstasy, and I am his queen to be. But this motherfucker forgot to water me. You got the audacity not to water me? Anywho, I was with my best friend named Daisy. She told me, I know you better than you can imagine. See, you used to be jazzy, classy, flashy, but now you want to play games with me? I said, can I speak? She said, Jasmine will never ask me if I can speak. Right now, you just a has-been. You not what's happening. And then I remember, y'all, what happened. The bleeding heart was planted into my garden without my blessings and Bond's notice. And that's why I'm unnoticed. Let's be honest. The bleeding heart is a goddess. She looked me dead in my eyes and told me I had to recognize she has her own throne, but she won't shut up until she has my throne. And I got a whisper in my ear, y'all. It was so clear, like the Jamaican sea telling me that I'm built with that good stuff. I was taught not to give my pearls to swine. And then that's when it came to my mind. The world was never mine. Thank you, guys. I was so nervous, but thank you guys for listening.
Yo,
that was beautiful. This is one of mine. I told her to call in tonight. I'm claiming her tonight. Yes, I did.
You my girl. You know I got you always.
Yeah, I've been on her like for days now.
Yes, I want to. I want to salute you guys. You guys doing something awesome. We got to keep this alive. So thank you guys for having me. And, yo, keep doing y'all thing. Thank y'all so much. All right.
Well, make sure you get other poets and stuff like that to come on the show.
I will. I cannot wait to spread the word. Like, this is awesome. I'm loving it. I'm listening. Like, I'm going to make sure I spread the word. This is awesome. This is dope. So,
yes.
So.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you.
Yes. So, I'm going to continue to listen. And thank you guys for having
All right.
me. Peace.
All right. No problem.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
All right.
Yo, I felt all of that. I was over here snapping fingers. I got emotional with her, like, damn, I was into that.
Yes, she's a good poet. I heard, I met her last weekend at a barbecue, and we just started talking, and she told me she did poetry. And I was like, man, call the show. I think it's really going to be dope.
Nice.
And she decided to call.
Speaking of a barbecue,
she has a lot of poetry.
Hold on, let me find the info first before I get to saying stuff. I want to be completely
prepared.
yeah, there you go, prepared. Like, there, what is it? Like Lion King, be prepared.
What's that, Lion King?
I believe it was.
I don't remember that part.
I don't know, man. You know, I get all my cartoons mixed up. I don't never get none of that right. For those who live in Chicago, Illinois, I did a segment. I was on TV with Bar University TV, and I will be doing another segment with them on the 15th next week. But they are hosting a first annual Juneteenth barbecue celebration. DJ Ether will be there. It's live music, food, you know, Friday, June 19th from 4 to 10:30 p.m. Free entry, bring a chair. It's 9628 South Harvard, Chicago, Illinois. They prefer everybody to wear red, black, yellow, or green. It's a peaceful barbecue for everybody to come
June
out.
June 19th.
Enjoy it. For everybody to come
so that's
out.
That's basically the abolish of slavery or when.
Yeah. So, you know, you got half of Chicago who likes to celebrate it, some who don't. I don't know if I'm going to go yet. I just have to check my schedule.
You should go.
My plan
no schedule.
Is to go because. I mean, technically, I don't even know what day that is. Is it a Friday? I don't know.
On the 19th?
Yeah,
you got to go represent. They want to meet you.
I mean, I know the people. I know them. So I'm already a known. I'm putting this on the map with them and vice versa. But if you want to come out, go out. Network with people. Those are the people who are hosting are great, fantastic, fun people. I'm glad to have linked with them. So we'll be doing a lot of things together as far as OGD, ADE, and Bar University. So that would be a fun thing to attend. Hopefully my schedule is free for me too, though. So that way I can come back on the radio and show me being me.
What kind of food they going to be having there? They going to have a lot of food, or you got to bring BYOB?
Nah. They definitely having their own food. But as far as liquor is BYOB.
Okay.
If you choose.
Tell people that, because you know they're going to be thinking it's everything going to be free.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm highly sure it's BYOB. I'm pretty sure there'll be alcohol, but I'm pretty sure it's BYOB and BYOW. Bring your own weed. For those who like to smoke. You know, nowadays, you got to tell everybody BYOW.
Yeah, that's true. Man, oh, man. Good old Mary Jane. Let me hear that song by
right.
Mary Jane. Yeah, that's, I love that song.
Let's see if I can put that on my playlist. Just for one Friday. Just play it. So I was asked by a friend who's currently listening now, what made me get into poetry? So, there's really no huge background to it, but pretty much my oldest brother and my twin sister were heavily into poetry in a younger age. And I just kind of like followed basic footsteps when it came to poetry. So I was never... it wasn't something I was like, oh, you know, I want to, you know, this is something I want to do. But just being around them and seeing them do it all the time and going to poetry sessions with my oldest brother and whatnot kind of rubbed off on me. So that's all that really was. Damn, I need to find that book. So it's all right. I'll just write new stuff. I'll write one every week or two.
Right, just make a new one. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Make a new book.
Much. And I definitely
wow.
just bought a new notebook, so I'm definitely going to use it. Because my OGE radio book is damn near full already with all the shit we got going on.
Man, I haven't wrote, like, anything, like, really new. I've written stuff that was new. The one I did the week before was something that I had been writing. But like how I used to write, I don't write like that no more. And I don't know why. Does everybody go through a phase where they write as much and then it kind of just dwindles off and you don't write as much? Or are your feelings becoming older and it's like you don't have to express yourself that much?
Say that was definitely me. Like, I used to write all the time. Like, I'll go to work, I'll think of some stuff, or I'll see some stuff that motivates me to want to write. I get home from work, I write. Well, I wrote. But like I said, it's been years. I kind of fell off. Like, I kind of didn't know what the hell to write about no more. So I kind of, the feeling kind of left a little bit. And then
I
fear
blank pages.
Yeah. Like, my feelings now didn't come back until you and Misfit, when y'all was on here doing it, when we first started this. So, yeah, pretty much y'all kind of got me back into it. On top of Terry with the whole idea of, like, hey, we should start a poetry show.
You okay, so I'm working on something right now that... will host shows in Aurora, Illinois. I keep talking about it. It's not done yet, but I will be hosting mm-hmm. shows where people can actually come in person and perform. Still waiting on paperwork and things like that. And you know, with COVID-19, the city has been shut down. So I'm just waiting for responses back from the city saying that we can do certain stuff. So I'm not forgetting about people that like to come in person. But if you guys can't even come on the radio to do poetry, how are we going to have people in person come in to actually speak in front of live audiences? Like, so I just need some people to come out and really do some poetry on the radio, you know, call in do your pieces, and then we can, like, network and keep in contact so that you can be able to come out and perform at the actual location.
Fact.
So, now, I won't perform. That's something I ain't getting up in front of those. I ain't doing that. I'll be there. I know we also have OGTV, so we'll probably get that going where we'll just, like, go live or stream it live or however way our producers would do it. Once you get more info on that, we'll bring it up to him to see what he want to do as far as the TV live segment again. It's just hard because everything, you know, the whole COVID shit, once that shit goes away, you know, should be.
I think we're on what? Level. What is it? Code 4? What is Mary Lightfoot? Yeah, phase. Okay, there we go. That's the word.
Phase 3.
That's what we on?
Yeah, that's what she say. I feel like we got 10 phases, like the damn card. That's what I feel like right now. But hell, I'm like phase 1, phase 2.
This what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure it out now. Just like, how many phases are there in total? You know, how are they really doing this? Because I don't really see too much of the change. But the only change I've seen is it's hot outside. So does that mean COVID-19 is gone because of the heat? Or are we going to look forward to it in the wintertime when it gets cold again? That's what I'm wondering.
A little nasty playing with the weather and whatnot. NASA be playing with the weather. You know they got a weather machine, right? Like this. When it be hot and cold.
Here we go.
We're
going with your conspiracy theories. I don't know nothing about.
You can look it up. And it's called weather seeding. Rain ain't really rain.
Okay.
How everybody think it is. It don't be the precipitation.
So when somebody
pitching
on us or something, what is it?
No, they actually manipulating the weather, you know, as far as rain. Like, they'll either use the weather machine, or they'll send those planes out there and drop some shit in the air to make it rain. I didn't know about
it. I've heard of that before.
Said.
I've never seen it, though.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you ever noticed. You maybe sometimes you see those planes in the air that leave all that shit behind. Yeah, that's them fucking with the weather.
You be telling all the tea. That's why you be getting blocked all the time. Is that what that is? You be telling all the tea?
Yeah, man, you know, as soon as I get information, I'm like, hey, look, y'all, this was happening. And then Facebook be like, they'll be telling our secrets. Which is funny because on Twitter, and I swear to God, I do not really use Twitter at all, but one day I decided to go in there because I got blocked. And I saw this white guy, I can't remember his name, he posted and said, I am so happy to no longer work for Facebook. I'm like, okay. So I clicked his thread, whatever you want to call it, tweet, whatever the fuck it is. And I saw under that he was explaining what Facebook do. And he explained that a lot of posts that when people shed light to like the government or worldwide issues, and it's 100% true, or fact, Facebook takes it down. They don't want that out. Yeah. Over the years, I've been doing that. I've been shedding light to a lot of things. Like, I want people to kind of wake up to a lot of things that's going on. People used to call me crazy, but now they're kind of, like, catching on to it. And then now they see, they're like, oh, damn, Terrell, you got blocked again? It's because what you say this time. But, like, they know now that I shed some light, and it's like, hey, block. But after my 28 days is up, I am no longer
counting down,
for real, for real. For real, for real. I'm not going to say anything. All I'm going to do is post, share our stuff. That's it. I can't afford to lose this page now because I'm at that verge where they're going to come out snatching it. I can't do that. What's
we need to start creating our own Facebook, call it Blackface.
And you know what? I said that. I said that we need to have our own black something involving social media. I don't know about blackface. I don't know about that name.
Yeah, they might be like, oh, that's racist.
I know, right? Blackface.
Or colors, colors.
But something, you know. But I did like last week, I'm like, man, I feel like black people, somebody should collectively get together and make an app, a social media app for black people. Sort of like when we
this
had
is not already in the making.
It might be.
You can,
they need to bring back
you
Black
can
Lennon.
Think it might be in a physical form or on its way in a physical form. You could think something and become in a physical form. I definitely believe that.
This is true.
That's
if I had the resources, if I had the resources, I would definitely try to make a damn app.
Okay, so we were supposed to talk about the food, the restaurants.
The Chicago restaurants?
Yes.
I will find that post and share some of that because
yes, we're gonna need that.
Because
we definitely
gonna
need
me,
that.
I have to find the name over by me. Once I gotta drive by and we'll look at it. But there's a great black-owned Waffle House by me, and I live in Berwyn. Down on Madison, that is fucking amazing.
You said
here
down
we go.
Berwyn. Okay.
Yeah, I live in on 16th in Harlem. So
don't be telling everybody where you stay at. They gonna be at your door.
Oh, they ain't gonna know where to go. That's just too
cheap. Okay.
They have no idea which corner I would live on. But I'm not going to share all of them, but I'm going to give y'all a few black-owned restaurants around Chicago. And I know there's a lot of them located in Hyde Park, which is like your kind of your way, 39th all the way to 50th over.
Yeah.
one of them is 14th Terrace Chicago. That's a restaurant. I've been there before. It's really good. And everybody knows Jai Grill, Jerk 48, Jerk Taco Man, Can't Believe It's Not Meat, Caribbean Jerk House, Dat Donut, that's a funny name, Dat Flaming Restaurant, 1111, let's see, Sweet Honey Tea, Sweet Maple Cafe, Taste 222. I've been there. That's really good. Soleil, that's amazing. Slice of Bronzeville, that's really good if you're drunk. Hughes, Tips and Wings and Barbecue. Everybody should know about that one. Redwood Lux Bar and Grill is a great place, great environment. I don't know how it's going to be moving forward because of COVID. Lexington Betty Smokehouse. Cozy Corner Deli with 2 K's. Let's see. Home of the Hoagie. I
heard
don't
that one.
Like Hoagie. I don't like Hoagie.
Why
because
you don't like it?
They use horseradish. Horseradish is good. I don't like it.
Okay. I don't like radish too much either, but I mean, somebody out there that love it.
It is. It definitely is. Another favorite of mine is Let's Get Poppin'. I like that place. Nita's Gumbo. Old Fashioned Donuts. I feel like, I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like the assholes around Chicago, I think, trashed and rioted that place. I believe, not 100% sure, but I know it was a black-owned donut spot. I hope it wasn't old-fashioned donut, but it might have been. Peaches Exchange Cafe, Honey One Barbecue, Front Yard Jerk and Grill. Those are just a few black-owned restaurants around Chicago that you can definitely check. I don't know the area, but you can Google it, of course, if you have your phone. Just Google the damn thing. Hell, we Google everything else.
yeah,
if
thank
you
right
are
down,
a
Matt.
That, if you are a chef that owns a small black, if you're black in general, if you're a chef or own your own restaurant or, you know, into culinary art or anything like that, our producer, Mr. AKA 38, every Wednesday, Thursday, right? Is it every Thursday? Yeah, I believe every Thursday on Instagram. Yeah, I believe every Thursday, 7 p.m. on Instagram. Tim and Ashley Howard from Ashley Howard TV on CW26. She has a new show called Chicago Food to Go. So if you go to their Instagram, what is this Instagram? I believe this
Instagram
is Mr. AKA 38.
You got me looking. Answering all these questions.
Yeah. Yeah, don't quote me.
It,
I believe it's Mr. AKA
38. You said AKA 38.
Mr. AKA 38.
You know this internet be moving slow. It's M. Raka 38.
Yes, yeah, Mr.
Did you get that? M R A K A 38.
Right, Mr. AKA
38. What?
Right, it's Mr. AKA 38.
It's that.
Yeah.
You said MK 38. That's not what you said.
No.
Okay, it's Mr. AKA 38. But there's no dot.
Right. Mr.
So how
AKA
you gonna people like me spell things out unless it has a dot for Mr. or Miss. There's no dot. It's just MR AKA 38. That's what it says. All right. Don't do me.
Y'all hear my call?
Okay.
Man. But yes, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
AKA 38. No dot, just Mr. AKA 38. And Ashley Howard TV is her Instagram. Her show on CW26, you can catch it. I don't remember what day, but she will explain on how you can get on her TV show. I know a few culinary art students, so I'm definitely happy to get them in tune with that. But she'll interview you, she'll put your business out there, promote you, and all that other good stuff. I've seen her show a few times. I kind of learned a few restaurants around the way here by watching her show. Is there any other announcements we got? I have no idea.
Yes, if you want to do poetry. Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah, go ahead.
If you want to do poetry, hit me up on Instagram. It's 3YEM Genesis, GENESIS, or Genesis Silverman on Facebook. DM me, let me know if you want to go on. I can hear some of your work, and then we can go ahead and put you on the radio for the following Thursday for poetry night. We're also going to be doing Freestyle Friday. So if any artists out there, local artists, want to hear something like that, they can definitely hit me up on Inbox or Rail. What's your Instagram, Rail?
My Instagram, I'm not going to give my main one anymore, but I started a radio one. It's Radio Rail 21. RADIORELL 21. That's my Instagram. You can DM me all you want. I will reply whenever I decide to look at it.
For me, I'm
yeah,
a little faster
can,
with that. But also,
no,
if you want to do like Freestyle
playing.
Friday.
Yeah, if you want to, if there's any artists, hit me up on there. You can hit me up on my Facebook, but you have to inbox me. You know what? Just use my, I don't even want to go through that.
I told him right the first
Instagram.
Time. Mm-hmm. this Facebook is not really available for the next, you know, how many days you got now?
For
20,
a whole month.
28?
I don't come back. I don't come back till July 9th. That's torture. My daughter's birthday is July 5th. So I can't post nothing.
Send the pictures my way. I'll post them over there for you. Tell it to her face.
Appreciate
you don't need to
appreciate
do
it.
Okay. Just send them my way.
She
I'll
lives
post
down
them for you. Okay.
So it's a maybe. I got you. I'm going to definitely flood your phone with hella pictures for our birthday.
Oh.
I had another announcement, but I forgot it.
You always got tomorrow. I'm pretty sure you're going to remember.
I'm so drained. I done did, like, so much stuff throughout the week. You know, we got the podcast Monday, the Let's Talk Tuesday. I started my podcast back. Damn, you know what? I never dropped an episode. But for those who do know me, I also do podcasts outside of the radio show on the Anchor app, which you can really find me on Spotify. It's called Talk That-ish, TALKBATISH with 3 exclamation points. You can definitely catch me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can use the Anchor app. If you have Radio Republic, I'm on there. If you have Breaker, I'm on there as well. But I'm going to start season 3. I'm pretty sure I can't drop the episode. It's been 24 hours. But I'll probably do a brand new one at some point tomorrow and drop it before tomorrow's radio show. But I will get back into doing my, you know, my own podcast. Where really I talk about every damn thing. There's really no filter on that. But if you want to download it now, you can. Again, it's Talk That Ish. I think my name on there is Dilla, or not real, but probably Dilla, D-I-L-L-A. Definitely support, because I can see those numbers rise. So definitely get me to a lot of listens so I could be on a lot more platforms. Is there any more platforms? No, I think it's just those 5. So yeah, I will be trying to do an episode every Wednesday. It always depends on how I feel, but I try to do it every Wednesday. The only break I get is Saturday and Sunday, so I'm trying to do a show every day, 5 days a week.
So what song are
you
playing tonight on the radio?
I don't know. Give me a number. I'm thinking of a number between. Oh, you know what? I have a brand new single from my homie D. Jones. He played me and Terry a little snippet, right? I'm like, man,
mm-hmm.
I want that track. I want it on the radio, so I asked him, do you mind if I get it on the radio? So he's like, of course, put it on there. So his name is D. Jones. I believe he's going to drop an EP soon called The Love Jones Interlude, I believe. That's the name of it. This song is called Abstract. I absolutely love it. So I will be playing that right now.
Remember those days where you couldn't do what you wanna do? Say what you had to say. Cause you didn't have a way to express. Put it in your mouth and you can't. Let's go! I'm just riding with my top down. And the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side. Nobody can't tell me I can't take sip after sip. Cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time. If you feel me, let's go to Sunset Drive. Where the view is so spacious, we can see the top of the city. Like we run it. can't complain because I really love you. Switch up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd. Have a night for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's put you to it too. Gonna do it up to a special place, but I can't give any name.
Him. Heard you want like six rings, tell me how you gon' do it. Y'all should hustle harder, it's been too much cool. In my own lane, whole time I'm cruising. Even when I fade away, I don't plan on losing. Boomed a lot of burps, so you know it's time to re-up. Entertainment lawyer on deck, tell him D-up. Used to move pack, ain't no telling when I see you. Now a nigga dump boss in the payment to my beach. Over, represent the Gemini, so I'm gon' purr. When I reach the championship, I'm gon' hurl. You want that hot shit, place your order. Oh, you know it's showtime, showtime. Second quarter,
stop. We in the second quarter, what's the call? Cause niggas always talking for they ball. You thinking if you ain't wanting it all. So we don't get the capping when you talk. Boy, I know I ball. Top boy, clutch with the shot, get involved. Shooting with the best and the worst, seen it all. Know a nigga work for the net when you call.
Second quarter. Second quarter. Second quarter. Second
I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch. You should stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch. You should stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the guap. Figure I write some bullshit, see if I could pop. Shit, it's either this goes right or go pop. Damn, I feel like Ho when he was scratching on the block. Everybody popping, but that boy just died. Gave up on this shit like 2 million times. Damn, probably more. No, I'm not doing fine. I always come back to the bitch when she tell me to rhyme. Put my heart into this shit, but she don't pay me no mind. I feel like crying, yeah, I feel like dying. I don't know what's wrong. Screaming, fuck this 9 to 5 shit, depression in the song. Got me mad for a minute. Crushing in my tone. Just remember when I pop, don't be messaging my phone. Wait a minute, who is this? Hold your number, then pop up. Boy, I thought that we was on me, but my shoes, you ain't pop up. Self-made, ain't nobody gave me shit. But hard times, I was trying to get us rich. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga, watch. You should stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga, watch. You stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the guap. Soon as I pop, I'ma buy me a bottle, bottle. Hit that 7-Eleven, buy some scratchers for the lotto. Pass them out, I guess, Christmas came early. Then I disappeared, you won't see me like Big Shirley. But it's mine, I bet I make an impact. Screaming, fuck all my haters, they got a UD. And it ain't nobody fault but my own. I ain't blaming God, niggas fuck around and put me on. You know what's poppin', everybody tryin' it. Be careful when you poppin', it's a pop you in the street. I was hoppin' gas, now I'm hoppin' on the beat. Fly the fuck away, Mary Poppins on the beat. Look, you know my name, G Dada. I so trill, I let the kids call the boy G Popper. Give a little time and I'm poppin' out here. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga, watch. You should stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga, watch. You should stop, I hit the drink, no pop. They hit the block, they get the.
And we are back. The last two tracks was Paula G. Dada. That one was Pop. The one before that was Showtime Second Quarter. Our producer had the pleasure of interviewing him yesterday on yesterday's show. He was supposed to be on the show Tuesday, but he missed it. So he had reached out, was able to get on the show yesterday. So it was a great show. You can catch all of his music on Apple Music and probably Tidal. You can look him up on YouTube as well.
Ooh, okay. Is he the one that's going to be on the show tomorrow?
Back. No. He was on the show yesterday. He was supposed to be on the show Tuesday, but he missed it. So he was able to get on yesterday when AK did the request show yesterday. Which, by the way, every other Wednesday, if you want to listen to just call in, just listen to music, you can. It's a request show. So if you've been paying attention to the tracks that we've been playing, I try to keep a habit of saying the name and the title of the song. So if you have a song that you want to call in and listen to from, you know, with what we've got, we have a huge selection of underground artists that have been giving us their music. You can call in and listen. I know for a fact everybody loves this song, How Many Times, by Deontae Echols. I know for a fact that's a fan favorite. Our intro song is by A1 Nero, which we did an interview with him a few weeks ago. He has a project coming out. You can catch him on Apple Music as well. It's A1 Nero, which is A1. How does he spell it? He spells it. Capital A, the number A1? One, N-E-R-O. Yeah, A1. Capital A, number one, Nero, N-E-R-O. You catch him on a few of his tracks on Apple Music as well. But yeah, I've been getting a lot of great feedback on a lot of songs lately that normally we don't get, which is cool. So the ones I always end up playing the most is what people like to hear so far.
Well, they say if you repeat a song over and over, a person's going to get caught in their mind. And then, like, off of, what's that, TikTok? Baby, come give me something. Like, I keep remembering that song over and over and over and over.
That's true. The song was actually dope.
I like the song. I'm not going to say I don't like the song. I like the song, but the reason I remember it so much, because every time you scrolling down Instagram, it's like, yeah, from TikTok, like doing that little dance. And then every time it come on, I just hear the first couple parts of it. I'm just like singing it all day in the shower, going to sleep,
right,
cooking, in the car. Like, dang, I wish this song get out of my head.
So, like, I'm such a music head. I literally wake up every morning with music in my head. So, like, whatever song is playing in my head, I got to play it when I get in my car. And for those who have my Snapchat be lit. I'll be rapping and singing my little heart out, man.
I seen that one video. I'm surprised they didn't block you off of this video when you got some crackheads in the back of the dumpster. I don't know if they was crackheads or not. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was either taking a shit or beating a shit. It was one of the two. Because I was just chilling, you know what I'm saying?
They looked like they was having. They looked like they was fucking. They don't look like.
Probably. I think so. I caught them at the very last dance.
Exactly what it looked like.
Man, I caught it at the very last end. I tried to pull my phone out and record as I was riding by, but it was a little too fast. Like, shit. Only on the west side of Chicago.
Yeah, that was.
I
rewind it over and over. Like, what are they doing? Like, what is going on?
Oh yeah, that was big, man. You just have to. Chicago's real funny. You just have to catch certain areas, at certain times of day, and it's just. It's sad, but at the same time, it's just funny because it's like, what the fuck? It's just stuff you don't witness every day.
Oh well, my uncle got on his Facebook page. You said what?
Go ahead.
And then my uncle, he got on his Facebook page. It's called the Dope Fiend Olympics, and you know he around recording dope fiends leaning to the side and be like, oh, he's almost made it. I'd be like, why are you messing with these people?
Hey, those be the funniest. I used to live out here in Chicago. I used to live in Humble Park on Division of Springfield when I was with my ex-wife. And all up and down that block is a lot of crackheads. And every morning going to work, I'll catch a crackhead or two doing that whole lean. And it's like, oh, he about to fall up. Nope, he picked himself up. And I'll just be cracking the hell up. It was just so funny how they get that low and never tip over. Ever.
From that thing, and I know, is you been married before? I didn't know that.
I thought, so... Yeah, so for those who don't know, I, at 26 years of age, I got married.
Wow. I've done that before, so
yeah.
I understand. And I'm a little bit older than you. Women don't tell their age, though. I can't be. I'm a little bit older than you.
Clearly.
But...
I still don't know how old you are. You don't know how old I am.
I've done a lot. I've done enough. But I feel like... the little life that I have been here on earth, I've accomplished a lot, but I've done that too. I've gotten married before. And I was thinking about doing a poem tonight about marriage. So that's why it was funny to me.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
If you do it, I'm going to do it.
Do what? Do a poem?
About marriage.
I got one right now. You got one right now?
No, I ain't got one right now. And I just knew you was gonna write one, but damn. No, I wanna hear it.
No, I got one right now. Okay. I'll read it
to
you right now. Okay.
All
right. I'm ready.
In your face.
I'm not afraid of marriage. What?
You know, the album,
you ready,
ready
or not?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'm not afraid of marriage. And I'm not afraid of change. I'm not afraid of someone to love me unconditionally. And I'm not afraid to be intimate with one soul for eternity. But what I am afraid of is the players and the pimps and the guys that tell me sweet lies just to waste your time. I think they only have an appetite for whatever's in between my thighs. See, my matrimony is one thing. It's one thing to exchange some rings and say some sweet things, to sign a piece of paper agreeing that we will be together as long as our relationship remains stress-free. Well, hell, that's beyond me. I want you to be the door at night when I place my feet at the base and cry my eyes out. I want you to see my weakness and my strength. My hand in marriage is not just a stroking of your ego. My hand comes with books of broken promises and ripped chapters of stories that were never meant to be written. I had guys that suffocated my growth and stunned me in their shadows. I had exes who made a suit out of my skin and wore me until I wore off. My hand in marriage is not walking your parameters to sacrifice what type of woman you want me to be. My hand in matrimony is not for you, but it was made for me. Don't call me a rose and say that you can't pick any thorns. Don't take my crown and call me a queen. Don't say you're going to be faithful to me and tell another motherfucking girl the exact same thing. My hand in marriage carries bags from my past, and I'm just here to ask you, if I say yes, will you keep your promise and make this marriage last? Call matrimony.
Hey. Hey, okay. Mine might be a little angry. I'm over here thinking about what I've been writing about.
You're angry?
No. I'm saying when I write mine might be a little angry.
You know, I feel like marriage can be a beautiful thing. It just got to be with the right people. And I had like a bad experience with marriage, like a really awful experience. And I don't feel like it can get any worse than that. Like, I really don't. If it can, then I feel like I'll be 6 feet under if it can get that worse. But I've had like my fair share of heartbreak and, marriage that just was terrible. So when people threaten me with a good time, now I just be like, okay, bring it on. I don't care. Like, I've seen it all.
we could definitely talk about that off air. Got some shit. What? Man, it like always, it has its ups and then it has its downs. And when it has its downs, God damn. Woo.
You said it's always the guy or the girl?
It can be both.
That's true.
I've seen
women do some stuff.
Man, we'll talk off air. Because, man, so I guess in your
I don't
case,
tell a lot of people
right,
that
right. You say what?
Take you back to some time. It really do. It was a great experience. I would never take back an experience. But I definitely don't want to go through the experience anymore. I definitely want to be respected a lot more, and I'm not going to take anything less. So I completely understand what you're talking
about. I definitely tell people it's great. Everybody should at least get married once. At least. at the very least, everybody should try it once. If you got that right person, then you got it. But if it's blind coming out of left field, hey, good luck hitting
the
home run.
Oh, that just ruffled your feathers.
You know?
I wasn't trying to ruffle no feathers tonight. Now, calm down. Bring them on down. It's going to be okay.
I don't
bring up no old memories.
I'm fine. I'm fine now. The announcement I was thinking about earlier that I forgot about, we have a new addition to the team. Her name is Nola Ryan. She is also an artist. I think we added her yesterday, the day before yesterday. With me not being on Facebook, it feels like eternity, so I never know when nothing's going on. But I do have a couple of tracks of hers. No. She Terry actually used to be her producer once upon a time. She's well known a little bit here and there from around the way. So some people, if they aren't listening, they know who Nola Ryan is. She's an artist that they've been promoting for a while. So she's well known around Chicago and other places. That was a loud number.
Okay.
Normally, I don't make all these announcements. And
you do some say for something for tomorrow.
I got one more announcement. I'm still currently working on a track that I'm going to put out there. I used to rap years ago, but I didn't take it serious. It's just something I dibble dabble with until I got linked back up with Terry. And I've been, you know, been having the spirit to just go ahead and get back to the pad and pen thing. So, y'all heard my freestyles already. It's immaculate, you know what I'm saying? My rhyme game is out here.
I'm going to have to check that out myself. Okay.
I will have to go all the way back to one of the freestyle fighters that we had where I was rapping.
No, bust them out right now, then.
Whoa. No, it's not Friday.
Relax.
Got to tune in tomorrow. I might. See,
that's
only way
cool.
I'll rap
sure will.
On a freestyle Friday is if we don't have an artist. If we don't have an artist, I'll rap. If we have an artist, it's all about them. So maybe next week you might get something because I don't think we have anybody in the lineup for next week.
Well, I'm pretty sure you'll find somebody back again.
True. Lately, we've had artists every week now. It's been amazing. Yeah, so the track I'm working on is titled Best Friend. So once I get everything, the P's and Q's together, I will drop it, and I'm going to play it on here, and it's going to be amazing. For all the artists out there, we still are currently working on the All Dope mixtape. So we still have a few spots left on the mixtape. Send your best track to alldopeemail@gmail.com. We'll cipher through it. If we like it, it's going on the mixtape.
Yes,
yours
I got some people
me.
Too.
Word.
All right, go ahead.
Send them
all in. Scared. Tell them it's okay. Tell them it's okay to, you know, call in and, you know,
it's okay.
send their songs
in. Okay, y'all. You know, 516-666-9826. Or you can email it to alldopeemail@gmail.com. You can email it to dilla2811@gmail.com. You can email it to terrell.redmond21@gmail.com. Either four is fine, you know. So don't be scared out here, you know. Get yourself known. Remember,
there's an artist that I like a lot, and you said what? His name is the same as Joy Terrell, and he sings though. He doesn't rap. So I like his music, so I feel like he needs to get out and perform.
We take them all. Singers, writers, producers, beat makers, engineers, mixers, any type of artist form, we take.
Okay.
I think that's it for my.
I'm gonna keep pushing.
That was a whole lot of shitload. Please do, and I'm gonna keep pushing people I know because they are, for some reason, scared mode, and they shouldn't be. But
well, when this place opened up in Aurora, Illinois, they need to come with it or get lost. What Lloyd say? Who's that? Yeah.
I think it was Lloyd. Was it? Get with it or get lost? I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be. You got any last words for everybody as we wrap up this wonderful show?
I just want people more poised calling. I'm so happy that Dariana called in today. I really appreciate her for calling in. So she was just as nervous, but she got up here. Nobody sees your face. Nobody, unless you want
right.
them to, like you giving your social media, like nobody knows who you are. Just hear your voice. And poetry is not about judgment. It's open space. It's free to talk about anything you want to talk about. There's nobody here to judge you. So please call in. Every Thursdays, at usually it's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. The show between like an hour and a half, so you can call in between all the time. So just come share your pieces. You know, we would love to hear them. I definitely would. And that's
right.
it. That's all I have.
And as always, y'all know my motto, wash your fucking hands. That's going to be my model for here on out. Again, y'all heard all the announcements, so stay tuned for everything. Again, tune in tomorrow, 10 to 11 p.m. We have GQ The Fool. You can catch his Instagram at GQ underscore The Fool. He's a great artist. Like he's one of these artists that bring you back to like your childhood type of music. He's a funny-ass guy, real down-to-earth, cool as hell. So we're going to have a really good show with him tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow night, 10 to 11. Catch my podcast on Mondays. Let's Talk Tuesdays. Request show on Wednesday / my regular podcast on Anchor. Catch our poetry every Thursday and freestyle every Friday. So that's it from your boy Radio Rail in Genesee. I'm going to play us out to Nola Ryan. Her song is called Sweet. So good night, y'all, and God bless.
Night.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in a suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard is a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with a nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. 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 Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goons. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons.
Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flat out of tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they're walking, them shoes better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that's sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.